When it comes to the paparazzi, Michael Jackson says he feels a bond with Princess Diana. The paparazzi have been a part of his life since he was a small child, the youngest of the Jackson Five. He has been a superstar for three decades. At 39, he continues to sing and dance all over the world, and the paparazzi follow him all over the world. He has been in a European tour for the last 5 months, playing to over 2 million people. The night Princess Diana died, Jackson canceled his concert, but his last two concerts were dedicated to her. He doesn't pretend that she was a close friend. She was a fan.
I met her first at a concert in London. She was very kind, very loving, very sweet.
What did you two talk about?
I wrote a song called Dirty Diana. And it's not about Lady Diana. It's about certain kind of girls that hang around concerts or clubs. You know, they call them groupies.
The groupies,
I've lived in that all my life. You see these girls, they do everything with the band and, you know, everything you can imagine. So I wrote a song called Dirty Diana. But I took it out of the show in honor of Her Royal Highness. And she took me away and she said, "Are you going to do Dirty Diana?" I said, "No, I took it out of the show because of you." "No, I want you to do it. Do it. Do the song."
So she had a sense of humor with you.
Yeah, of course. And she told me she was honored to meet me. And I said, "It's an honor to meet you."
How did you hear about her death?
I woke up and my doctor gave me the news and I fell back down in grief and I started to cry. That's why the pain, I felt inner pain. It was pain in my stomach and in my chest. So I said, I cannot handle this. It's too much. Just the message and the fact that I knew her personally. Then on top of that one, I said, "There's another one. Real soon, I feel it coming. There's another one. It's another one coming, and I pray it's not me. Please don't let it be me." And Mother Teresa came.
Are you psychic? Is that what you're saying?
I don't want to say that, but I've done it before.
And you thought it might be you?
Yes. I've been living in that kind of life all my life. The tabloid press, that kind of press, not the press, the tabloid, the paparazzi, that type. I've been running for my life like that, hiding, getting away. You can't go that way because they're over there. Well, let's go this way. Pretend we're going that way and we'll go that way. So much say, "Hold on, stop. This person deserved their privacy. You are not allowed to go there." I go around the world dealing with running and hiding. I can't take a walk in the park. I can't go to the store. I have to hide in the room. So you feel like you're in prison.
What's been the most intrusive thing? What's the worst?
They've always have been, they go as far as to hiding in the places. They will slide a machine up under the toilet. You go, "Oh my God." They've done that.